It's good. Such an awesome presence in the house today. I've just been shaking all morning. Praise the Lord. Thankful for the word that he's given us today. It's a familiar passage of scripture, but I believe you're going to be blessed by it because it's a word of the Lord. And the word is good news. Amen. It's good news to know that you could be healed, that you are healed. It's good news that you're prosperous. Amen. All those things are good news. Good news that your feet are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So we're going to be taking a scripture from Mark chapter 5 this morning, 21 through 34. Mark chapter 5. And you can find this story in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And with each one, every one of the writers gives a different, their perspective of it. But the core of the story remains the same. Amen. So when you go read this in the different places, you'll find it's a little different, but the core of what's been said is still the same. Amen. And the word tells us in Mark chapter 5, 21, and a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things, many physicians, spent all she had and was nothing better. But rather grew worse. And when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, touched his garment, for she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. She felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, you see all the multitude thronging you, all these crowds of people, and you're saying, who touched me? He looked round about to see the thing that had been done. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. Go in peace. Nothing missing, nothing broken. Amen. And be whole of your plague. So today's word, if I was going to title it, I want to title it, The Power of a Faith Touch. The Power of a Faith Touch. Amen. So we have no name. The Bible doesn't give us a name of this woman. It just says a certain woman. A certain woman. And so this could be me, this could be you, this could be your neighbor, this could be your friend at work, and it could be someone you know. So by the time that we're introduced to her in the book of Mark, she must have been at the absolute end of her rope. Anybody been there this morning? Anybody has been to the place where you're at the end of your rope? And I always say, hang on. Because you know what happens when you're at the end of your rope? It's miracle time. And then God, the breakthrough God, is about to break through on your behalf. Amen. So we've all been at those places in our life when we've tried everything. And it looks like the situation gets only worse. So by this time, that's what's happening. So it's miracle time. So we find her heading for Jesus. She's desperate for relief from her suffering. And as you can imagine, take your mind and go back there. Jesus had just crossed over to the sea the other side. He met Jairus, and Jairus is begging him, go, my daughter. Here was another girl, another lady that was dead. And he said, you need to come so she could be healed. So in the midst of that, here was this lady that comes along. And people pushing against each other and pressing to see Jesus. You know. And so by this time in his ministry, the word had surely got out that he was going about healing people, that he was the miracle worker, amen, and this healer. So the word says there were much people, a throng of people. So I think there's probably more than just a few hundred. So something had, so people were pushing each other out of the way because there might have been a lot of people there looking for healing also. Amen. There might have been a lot of people there that was looking for a miracle also. So something happened though. In the middle of all those people crowding around
that literally stopped Jesus in his tracks. And as we go through the story, we're going to find out who and how and why. So that this touch that he felt was different from all the others who were bumping into him. Because the Bible says several, I don't know if it was in this particular passage I read, but in one of the Gospels it says they were pressing in a crowd of people. There was a lot of people there. But this touch was a faith touch of a desperate woman who needed a miracle, who was at the end of her rope, who had tried everything. Amen. And so there were thousands needed and wanted a touch from Jesus. So what was so different about this one particular case, about this one particular person? You know, and even Jesus had asked, how could you possibly know that someone touched him with so many people surrounding you and pressing in to get to you? But this was a different kind of touch. Jesus knew that a faith touch was from someone who was desperate. Who was desperate, who had reached the end of the rope, as we said a while ago. So this was not just a simple touch on the arm. That's because we know that there was many people there. The situation here about this unnamed woman, let's talk about her for a few minutes. For the Bible says for 12 years she suffered with this issue. So for 12 years she became physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, and socially drained. And that's what happens in our lives when we are continually confronted with the same issue over and over and over again. She was a broken person who had exhausted all of her options that she thought she had during those 12 years. But she heard about the healer coming through. And it's like people say, you know, they come to you, all I can do for you is pray. That's all you need to do. But so many times people go to many other sources except the source. And then when nothing else works out, they think, okay, let's try Jesus. So maybe, just maybe, she could have said within herself, maybe, just maybe, I could get to him without being noticed. Because there's one thing about having issues in your life, that if you're not careful, it will cause you to be shamed. And when you are shamed, you don't want anybody to know what's going on. And that's when you put masks on and try to hide who you are. And as long as you put a Band-Aid over a wound, it's never going to get well because it needs to dry out. Right, nurses? Amen. So out of this unnamed woman for 12 years, financially, mentally, emotionally, socially drained and broken. According to the law, out in a crowd of people with this issue, and we know according to the law, she was to be considered unclean. And anything or anyone that she touched was also unclean. Have you ever had something in your life that just tormented you after you got saved, and you still felt unclean? You still felt like, I don't want anybody to know it because they might judge me on it? People may judge you, but Jesus has offered you grace. And today you will leave here healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Amen. So anything or anyone that she touched was also considered unclean. But she said within herself, I've tried everything. I have no money. I'm a social outcast. But I've got to get to that, the one that's going to bring healing to me. Even if it means my life, I've got to get to the one that I know that's going to heal me. So that meant she would have not been permitted to enter the temple of Jewish religious ceremonies where the other women went. She could not go to the temple to worship the certain woman who was very sick, so probably anemic, probably weak, because loss of blood hinders oxygen to parts of your vital organs of the body, and your body begins to shut down because of lack of oxygen. But sometimes when we read a story, we have to get down and we have to figure out where that person's at that moment. And say, wow, this woman was desperate. She had reached the end of her rope. But at the end of that rope, there's Jesus. And said, you hang on, and I'm going to hang on with you. Help is on the way. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, church, to somebody today, help is on the way for your situation. And you may be thinking, how come I'm having to wait so long?
You don't know the work that God's doing in you in the time that you're having to wait. He's developing character. He's developing integrity. He's developing patience. Amen. And he said, when you're down there, I'm down there with you. When you're down there, I'm down there with you. So the word tells us she had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians. Spent all she had. And the word says she grew worse. In the hands of people, they will judge you. In the hands of people, they will misguide you sometimes. In the hands of people, they will condemn you. In the hands of people. But when you're in the hands of God, there is grace. And there is love. And he says, there's nothing for you to be ashamed about. For I have come and I have took that shame away. He has took that shame away. Amen. Luke says, which spent all her living upon physicians, but only grew worse. So if you have problems and issues and things in your life today and you see only getting worse, who are you going to for your deliverance? Who are you talking to? Because not every listening ear is an ear you need to be talking to. You need to discern and judge who you need to talk to and who you don't need to talk to. Amen. And when you feel like there's no listening ear, God says, my shoulders are big enough to carry you. And when you lean into me, I'm leaning into you. You know, and I got a vision of that one time when I talk about God leaning into you and you leaning into him. And when you lean into him, it's like he just covers you and you don't even see yourself. Amen. That when you lean into God and he's leaning into you, he's just like, whoosh, and he's just covering you, amen. So I believe that we all have defining moments in life. And I believe those defining moments in life are ordained by God, anointed by God for a particular time. And at those defining moments in life, we cannot let pass by. And for some of you all here today, if it's not but one, two, or three people, whether you're a man or a woman, or you're listening, I believe that there's a time in your life at this moment is a defining time in your life. And the decisions that you make during this time, I'm going into the prophetic now right now, church. This moment in your time right now is going to determine the course of your life. Oh, but I can't get back to that. God's a God of mercy and grace, and you can. But it may take you longer to get back on track because of the choices you made. And I'm just hearing the Holy Spirit say there's some that's listening or here today. There's a defining moment in your life right now that's ordained by God. And that is the decisions you make, you need to make sure that the hand of the Lord is upon it. Wow. Hallelujah. So those moments, those times are now or never moments. Things were about to change in this unnamed woman's life, in this certain person's life. So what is that one thing in your life that has been hanging on to you and it seems if you cannot shake it off? Oh, I know I'm saved. I'm baptized in the Holy Ghost. I pray in the Spirit. I give my tithes. I come to church. But I still leave with this thing hanging on me. A church is a place where it's safe that you can say, let it go. Amen. Let it go. It's draining the life out of you, and that's what the loss of blood does. And you are bleeding out, and you're like, what can I do, and where can I go? There's a safe place in Jesus, and I want you to know that there's a safe place here. Amen. There's a safe place in Jesus where you can unload. And when there's a loss of blood in the natural, it begins to drain the life out of you. You begin to lose oxygen in your body, oxygen to the brain, and you can't make rational decisions at that moment. And that is what's happening to some of you today. The issue in your life, the issues in your life, that thing that's draining and bleeding the life of God out of you. God says, I want to cut it off at the root, and I want to destroy it so that you can breathe again, so that you can live again. So that you can make right decisions and the things of life that I've called you to and called you to do can be fruitful. Hallelujah. What has it cost you? Friends, family, a spouse, a relationship, or a job? Because see, that's what's happened. If we don't deal with the issues in our life, it's going to cost us something. And then down the road, you'll look back and say, man, if I had it to do over, but you don't. But God's a God of grace and he can restore. Amen. He's a God of grace and he can restore. But what has it cost you? You may lost something. You may never be able to get that back. But I want you to know that the love of God has never left you. The grace of God has never left you abandoned or forsaken. Amen. Friends and family or whatever, you need faith. You need to faith touch Jesus and reach out for your healing today. What has crowded around you to keep you from touching him? Have you dealt with it so long you're just putting up with it and you're living your life around that situation, and that situation has become who has defined you instead of what the Word has defined you and what Jesus has defined you? Or are you like the woman that says, I'm defined because of the uncleanness I have. I'm defined because of the bitterness that I have. So every choice you make is out of that springing well of water instead of the living Word of God. It could be physically. After all, the doctors have said there's no hope that this condition runs in your family, or this is what the test we have done has said. But God, Jesus, the name of Jesus is greater than anything the doctors may or may not say. Amen. The name of Jesus is bigger than any issue in your life. The name of Jesus. Just because it runs in your family, God says, I've anointed you to stand up and say, it stops here. It was taken care of the cross, and it's not coming in my door, and it's not coming in my family. Whether there's an alcoholic spirit running in your family, sex addiction running in your family, physical addiction running in your family, somebody's got to stand up and say, it stops here. It stops here. It's not coming in my door, and it's not touching my kids. Amen. So if you resign yourself just to putting up with it, it could be offense. Offense is a trap. Offense is a trap, and someone said something to you years ago and you've allowed it to fester and now you're bitter. And that bitterness contaminates everything around you. But this woman, this person, was foolish enough to believe. Foolish enough that she was so desperate enough to press through whatever was crowded around her to get her deliverance. And that's what happened when we have defining moments in our life. Is it that defining moment, that now or never moment, that moment you're holding on to the end of the rope, that you have to say, okay, I've had enough of this. I've had enough of this. I got to get to Jesus. I just got to touch him. Because if I know if I touch him, something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. So she came up behind him, the word says, in the midst of all these people. It says in the throng of people, one of the gospels says, she said she touched his garment. She touched his clothes. For she kept, listen to this, this is another key. She kept saying, if only I can touch his garments. If only I touch his garments, I shall be restored to health. See, it doesn't matter a whole lot what people to say to you, but it's what you say. Because there's a lot of things that we're saying in our head that nobody else knows. Amen. Yeah, other people's words can't hurt us. But this woman says she kept saying to herself, what are you saying to yourself about your issue and about your situation this morning? You know, what are you saying to yourself when nobody else is around? You wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and you begin to rehash stuff that God said, I threw it away and I don't know what you're talking about. So if he don't know what you're talking about, what are you talking about it for? Amen. All the people who were there who needed and wanted a touch from him, what was so different about this woman? She became desperate enough to go beyond what the law said. Religion will bound you to where you can never be free. But God wants a relationship with you of grace where he says you are free. Just accept it. I paid the price and you are free. So she became desperate enough to go beyond what man had told her that she could not do. And said, I've got to get to the one that I know that's going to offer me healing. Amen. So I'm not supposed to be here. I'm unclean. I'm ashamed. But if I'm going to get well, if I'm going to get healed, if I'm going to live and not die, I must be desperate enough to go where my healing is. And so many times that's what we want to do. We just want to sit. But when I read in the Gospels, I began to find out that every time Jesus wanted to do something for somebody, he always required an action on their part. How many times did he said, get up, straighten up, do this or do that? But we want to sit and say, okay, you do it, God. And when you do it, I'll believe it. No, he says, you believe and trust me and get up and start doing something about your situation. Amen. So he said, I've got to get to where my healing is. No matter what I have to go through to get there, I've got to get there. My family may not understand it. Some of the church folks may not understand it. People on my job may not understand. I may not understand why I'm doing what I'm doing. But there's something inside of me that says, I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to get to Jesus. I've got to breathe again. I've got to breathe again. And that's what happens when we have things in our life that we don't deal with. They will come back and deal with you. Have you seen, if you just keep sweeping it under the rug, and keep sweeping it under the rug, and pretty soon there's a mound in that rug and you're going to find yourself tripping over it. And that's what happens with issues in our lives. And I see a lot of people tripping over stuff. You know, church, I'm not talking about something just to be talking. I'm talking about my life when I'm preaching like this. I've been there. I'm not completely delivered yet, but I'm on my way. And I know some of you are too. I know the word works. I know the word works. Amen. So a defining moment, a now or never moment, was this cry of a desperate woman, of a desperate person that needed a touch from God. So she starts talking to herself. I have an issue that nobody can help me with. All my money is gone. I'm an outcast. I have this continuous flowing issue in my life. It has drained me, broken me physically, socially, and financially. Physically, she was wore out. Socially, she could not go out in public, even to the place of worship. Financially, the Bible says she spent all she had. So she was completely depleted. Completely depleted. But aren't you glad that God's the filler-upper? That he can restore to you joy. He can restore to you peace. He can restore to you wholeness and soundness of mind. No matter where you have found yourself in life. Amen. But when she heard of Jesus, the word said, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. And you know what happened? In an instant, Jesus did for her what the doctors for 12 years had tried to do for her. Thank God for all the 12-step programs and therapists and psychiatrists and all those things. I work in a mental health facility. I know the issues people have. But I'm telling you what, your real answer lies in Jesus. But if you'll take some of the things they tell you, take that word with it, you'll find your deliverance. And Jesus can do more for that person in a second than doctors and medication can. And I'm not telling anybody to go off your medication. But the Jesus can do for you what doctors have been working for years to try to do. That's why he went to the cross. That's why he shed his blood. That's why he took the stripes, not just for your physical healing, but there's more people in the body of Christ that are bound mentally than they ever were physically. Because physical outsides is just the thing that's going on, what's going on up here. And if you want deliverance, it's got to start by renewing your mind with the word. And it takes more than just coming to church on Sunday morning. But you've got to get into that word and find out who you are, who Jesus says you are. That you are more than what other people have defined you as. Amen. You're more than that addiction. You're more than what people have said you are. You are a son and daughter of God, highly valued. Bought with a price, justified, delivered, sanctified, and holy. Amen. Hallelujah. She said, I've got this problem that nobody's been able to help me with. But when she touched Jesus, Jesus immediately responds to her and said, who touched me? There was a lot of people there in that crowd that day. But Jesus said, who? Now, wait a minute. I feel a lot of people bumping into me, but oh my, somebody that was believing me, somebody's faith touched me. Somebody's faith touched me. Amen. Who touched me? Not just anybody touched me. Somebody in this place today believes I can do what they're desiring of me. After the woman comes forward and explains herself, Jesus clears up any misconception because she said she was afraid. Even though she felt like she was healed and Jesus knew she was healed, she still was afraid at that moment to come forth. See, your deliverance sometimes is progressive. It's already final on the cross. But sometimes we have to take it step by step, amen. And the word said that she was afraid because of what was going to happen. And he said, daughter, your faith has made you whole. He says, go in peace. Now you can go live a life of nothing missing and nothing broken because I'm giving to you more than just the physical healing. But I am calling you free. I am calling you unchained. I am calling you whole. I am calling that you can go now and live a life of wholeness, of nothing missing and nothing broken, and be freed from your suffering. And that's what happens when we have things in our life that we don't deal with. We suffer day in and day out. We medicate it with so much stuff, whether it's food or medication or bitters or whatever. Allow the word to become your medication. Allow the word to become your medication. God is moved to action by our faith. Jesus could have healed this woman and kept on walking to his original destination. And nobody around her would have known that she got healed. They would have still said she was unclean. Not to be out in public. Couldn't go to the place of worship. But I want you to know when Jesus calls you unclean, you're unclean. And you can walk around with your head held high. Yeah. Amen. Only he and the woman would have known. But God wants to put you on display for his glory. He's wanting your testimony to be shown to the world. And look at what God can do. If he can do it for me, then he can do it for you. Amen. But he didn't do that. He stopped. What was he doing? Acknowledging the result of this woman's faith. So I've come for that one today who may be like this person, this woman we've just read about. Issues in your life that you've never dealt with and you're bleeding out. You quit breathing. You're going through the motions of life. You're not breathing. It's time to breathe again. You've been to the physician. You've been to the therapist. You've done the 12 steps. You've done the medication. But you're mentally, emotionally, financially, spiritually drained. You're living life in slow motion. You have been hurt, disappointed, and brokenhearted. There was no human help that could save this woman. All her resources had run out. This certain woman, from the human point of view, in every way, it was an unfixable problem. I've heard them say at my job over and over again, there's no hope for this person. All we can do is medicate him. In the back of my spirit, I'm praying in the Holy Ghost because I'm thinking, you don't know the God that I know. And I pray for them, and they don't know I'm praying for them. And then when they start decreasing their medicine, I'm just like, that's my God. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Holy Ghost. Amen. For 12 years, she bore the emotional and psychological baggage of being unclean and untouchable. But she said to herself, if I touch him, she was grabbing a hold of the word, which was Jesus, the Son of God, who was the word of God. Jesus was already breaking the law down when he went through towns ministering and healing people. That's why they were so tore up. They couldn't understand what was going on. That's why the religious leaders were so tore up and confused and wanted to kill him. Why? Because he jumped outside of their religious box and said, listen, this is the way it is. I've come to offer grace. I have come to offer mercy. So she's made a statement of faith, if I can touch him. So I want to tell you that once today, that life may have dropped you. It could have been by your own choices, it don't matter. Or someone else may have dropped you that you had great expectations for or in. So you're left with some issues now to deal with. But I've come with good news today because that's what the gospel is, amen? And the good news is that which was meant to destroy you is only going to make you stronger. That which is meant to destroy you is only going to make you stronger because you've been dropped but not forsaken. Dropped but not destroyed. Dropped but not dead. As long as you've got breath in your body, there is still hope. And God's still working on all of us. Amen. So that's good news. So know who you are, not who they say you are. You are who God says you are. Spiritually alive and heavenly position in Christ Jesus. Amen. I just want to open the altars up for prayer this morning. If you just need somebody to agree with you, just say, listen, you know, this is what's going on. Will you just agree with me? You don't have to go into detail. You could just say, pray, Pastor Shirley. But I want to open the altars up, and I want to pray for you this morning that you would find peace in your life, that you would come to some terms with some things. Amen. So let's just stand to our feet. Father, we just thank you for your word today that gives us hope, that gives us resurrection power, that gives us peace of mind when there's not any to be found. In you, there is peace. You said in the world there'd be all kinds of things happening, tribulations, and sometimes we're pressed and squashed down. But you said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. And we just receive that today, God, that in you is our hope. In you we find peace of mind. In you is all that we need. Holy Spirit, thank you for just ushering in right now. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father God. I just thank you, Lord, as I lay hands on these people, this is a new day. This is the beginning of a start, and I just hear, I don't know why I'm hearing the word revolution. I don't even hardly know the definition of that word. But I just hear that there's a revolution getting ready to take place in your life, and you're not going to be the same. You are not going to be the same. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and he's going to minister to you today at the very core of your need. Hallelujah. The nightmares are going to stop after today. The nightmares are going to stop after today. I speak to that one right now in the name of Jesus. The nightmares are going to stop today. You're going to sleep peacefully tonight. You are going to sleep peacefully tonight because the Word says that he gives his beloved sweet rest, sweet sleep, and that's going to happen for you. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be at peace. God bore it, so you don't have to. I speak to your mind that races from one thought to the other to come into line with the Holy Spirit. I speak that over you right now in the name of Jesus. Be made whole. Lord, I just thank you that you're doing a work in him that's not by the hand of man, but by the healing touch of God. There it is, Willie. Precious Holy Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit. Yes. Oh, the joy of the Lord is your strength. I speak that you have the mind of Christ, that no weapon formed against you will succeed at reaching its intended purpose. Because again I say that your feet are ordered by the Lord. Every decision you make is in accordance with what you hear Father say. Holy Spirit, just minister to her right now like no one else can. Be her covering even in the days ahead, that her hands are anointed. My goodness, there it is, little Sarah. There it is, Holy Spirit. Holy, Holy Spirit. Yes, God. Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. God's taken away the scar of the pain.
Jesus' name, be made whole. Relish in his love for you and dance like you've never danced before, with joy, with confidence. Oh, and he says the things that you don't understand around you, he said, just give it to me. Just give it to me. Wow. And he's working some things out that's been a concern of yours for a long time. And he says, I'm working it out, Sherry. I'm working it out, Sherry. I'm working it out. Wow. Now I just ask you to refill her right now with your Holy Spirit. Encourage her. Holy Spirit. Right now, Lord. Wow. There it is. There it is. Ooh. Jesus. 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 My goodness. Wow. Yes, Holy Spirit. Wow. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just be who God says you are. Just be who God says you are. And let the rest of it go. Just be who God says you are. And let the rest of it go. Wow. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Yeah. A refreshing. Precious Holy Spirit. Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes. Every hurt, every pain, healed now. No more rehashing old things. God says, I've made all things new. There's a new day in your life. And I just hear the word, new opportunities. New opportunities, I hear the Lord say, on the horizon for you. Be sensitive. Wow. And put on your spiritual glasses. God is going to show you some things. Now, Holy Spirit. And God says, it's not your fault. Whatever it is that's been bearing on your mind, God says, tell you it's not your fault. He says, let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Wow. There it is, Pat. There it is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Kaya dama kosha haya da da ba balati do so toya. Yay, kaha sa ye kada da 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 ya. Me. Healing. Physical healing. Wow. Is your portion. God says, rest in me. Yeah. Calling you to a time of just resting in me. Breathe in a fresh wind. Be refreshed today in his presence. I thank you that you're doing a work in Vivian's body. From the top of her head to the soles of her feet, to every cell, to every fiber, every being in her body. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. Yes.
is. And when I was talking about leaning a while ago, I just sense that this is a season for you to do that. Just lean into God and just get a vision. As you lean into Him, it's like you're just going in Him and He's just covering you all over. All over. Yeah. Yeah. Strength. I speak strength to you right now in Jesus' mighty name. Strength to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The name that's above every situation. There it is. Wow. There it is. Yes, God. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Wow. My. Ha. Huh. Let it go. Wow. Oh, my soul. Tole shado. Makase kaliso shayane. No. Yes. Just leaning into God. Every hurt healed, every broken promise, every hurt, every disappointment. Let it go. God says, with an everlasting love, I've drawn you unto myself. My plans for your life have not been aborted. Because the plans that I have for you is found in me. Receive God's mercy and God's grace today. And He says, quit being so hard on yourself. Let me handle it and let it go. Lord, I just thank you for Shauna right now, God, that there's a healing taking place in her innermost being. Wow. My goodness. In Jesus' name, be made whole. I just speak life to you, Shauna. And I just speak for you to breathe again and to live again. God says you may have been dropped, but you've not been forsaken. And you've not been forgotten by me. Thank you for your healing right now, Jesus. It's overtaking her, and it has her covered. In Jesus' name. There it is, honey. There it is. Just receive it. Just receive that. Father's love for you right now. My goodness, honey. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Lord. Yes. There it is. Just release yourself to him. Wow. Just let it go. Mm-hmm. You are so loved by Father.
Thank you, Lord.
So loved by Father. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I want to say something before I let Sister Shirley pray for me. One thing is this. It doesn't make any difference who you are, how many times you read a scripture, how many times you studied it, how many times you may have even preached on it. And you can always see something you've never seen before. The significance of it. In this story that she was talking about, the story starts with Jesus and the throng of people. And Jairus, a ruler in the synagogue, comes to him and says, "Will you come and pray, or will you come and lay hands on my daughter? She's sick. And if you lay hands on her, she will be healed and she will live." Now, so that's where Jesus is going. Then, on his way there, a woman with an issue of blood for 12 years stops him. And what happened is what Sister Shirley preached this morning. Now, when this is over, Jesus goes on, or he starts on, and somebody from Jairus' house comes to him and said, "Your little girl is dead. Why bother the teacher any longer?" And then Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid. Only believe." And then he took Peter, James, and John, not the rest of the bunch, but Peter, James, and John, and they went to the house, and he said that she's just sleeping, and they all ridiculed him. They laughed at him. "Sleeping? She's dead." "No, she's only sleeping." And he went and he took her by the hand, and he said, "Little girl, arise." And she got up, and she ate. She rose, she walked, and she ate, because she was 12 years old. The woman had the issue of blood 12 years. This little girl was 12 years old. In other words, she was born when the woman started having her problem. 12 years later, the woman gets healed because she touches Jesus. 12 years later, the little girl gets sick and dies. But she's touched by Jesus. He took her by the hand and said, "Get up." And she got up and she ate and she lived and she was 12 years old. And all of the, for some reason, I just saw that, the 12 years. 12 years in a little girl's life where she was just doing fine, and all of a sudden something must have happened pretty quick and pretty drastically for her to get sick and die that quick. And then here's this woman that's dealt with this the whole 12 years. And Jesus healed them both.
Amen.
Now, amen. I'm in another adventure. And in the morning, at 6 o'clock, I have to be in Louisville for a TEE. That's where they put a scope down your throat and look at your heart. Now, back in February, when I went through February, March, April, when I was going through the thing with the infection in my head, it finally cleared up. And they were looking for anything possibly that could be associated with it. And they found vegetation is what they call it, but it's actual It's actually bacterial activity on my mitral valve and my heart. Now, I've had that valve replaced twice since 2010. Now, when in the morning when they do that PEE, they're going to tell me what is going to happen after that. They can look in the thing and say, the vegetation's gone and the valve is working fine. Or they can look in there and say that the valve has been destroyed by this bacteria, and the only thing you can do is to have it replaced again. The problem with that is they're not excited at all about doing third open heart surgery. Every one you do gets a little more riskier than the one before. And three is way down the line.
But God.
And so.
Come in there, Laverne.
I have some symptoms. And so I told Laverne this morning, coming to church, I said, I'm not moved by what I hear. Right. I'm not moved by what I see. I'm not moved by what I feel.
Right.
I'm only moved by what the Word of God says. Yeah. And and I know He's brought me through everything else. And I really do not want to have to hear open heart surgery a third time. The report of the Lord that things are right.
Amen.
And they're moving in the right direction. And you're going to be okay because you're healed. It's gone.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not
all.
Forget not all His benefits. Who does what? Who forgives all my iniquities, who heals all my diseases, and He redeems my life from destruction. And that word destruction means infection.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, yes. Let's stand and everybody stretch your hands out this way. If you want to come on up. And we're going to believe God for a miracle. He did it for the lady. He can do it. He's done it for Pastor. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we just come against any anxiety, any fear, any nervousness in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord. We just speak to His heart that your heart is healed. Your heart is healed. Every valve. It's clear and open in Jesus' mighty name. We are not moved by doctor's reports. We're only moved by what the Word says. And the Word says that by His stripes you are healed.
Amen.
And we speak Jesus. That to your heart.
You,
that it is healed in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The
Amen.
Lord goes before you. Mighty angels are being dispatched now to even war on your behalf. And we speak wholeness to your body from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hey, 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 hey. Ooh. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, Lord. We just rejoice in you right now, God. Joy of our salvation. Hallelujah. Joy of our salvation. Joy of our salvation. Amen and amen. Amen. We just pray for Pastor Laverne right now, God. Thank you for this woman of faith that has so encouraged us over the years, that has taught us how to stand on your word and not to give up, that has lived her life by example in every way. We just speak your blessings over her right now in the name of Jesus. We just speak continued life, health, and wealth to this woman of God. We thank you, Lord, that her steps have been ordered by you. And that she's always put the word before anything else. Thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God. We just speak a refreshing on her right now, God, as the wind of your Holy Spirit just brings a refreshing to her. Ha, ha, ha. Yes, 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 yes. Hallelujah. We just believe that the best is coming. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Just refill her again with your Holy Spirit.
strength and encouragement. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Wow. Just breathing upon her. Wind of the Holy Spirit. Breathing upon her. Breathing upon her. Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord.
Brother's blood counts come
yes,
up.
Yes,
yes.
Amen.
He's better. He's on.
Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for the continued work that you're doing in Brad's body. We rejoice for the fact that your words, the truth of your word says that Bradley is healed and made whole. Thank you, Father, for the testimony that he's going to have, that you're his healer and that you're his deliverer. We come against any anxiety, any fear, any weary in the name of Jesus, that he's just overwhelmed with your presence, God, and the acknowledging that you are doing a mighty work in him and his household. And we just thank you, Father God, for that in the name of Jesus, for his blood counts to be normal. No side effects from these treatments in the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, hallelujah.
He's been to Joel's place. Pray for Miss Linda. She's home recovering, but
yes,
just, we
yes,
continue
yes.
to pray for that. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen.
You know, he does this a lot.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's just lift your hands. We're going to send Linda a word of healing, continued healing and recovery. Miss Linda, we love you.
Amen.
And we praise God for you and Glenn. And Father, we just lift her up to you right now. Linda, we take you to the heavenly throne right now. Present you before our Father. We speak over your body to continue to be healing, to continue to be whole in the name of Jesus. Every part of your cells working and for the good and not against each other. And we just thank you, Lord, for the testimony that she is having. Thank you, Father, that she's an overcomer in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen.
I thought of that old chorus before you go is, I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name. Bound, oppressed, tormented, sick and lame, for the Holy Ghost of Acts is still the same. I won't leave here like I came in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I call you blessed, highly favored of God. This is the first day of your week. We don't have no Blue Mondays. Amen. We've come in to be encouraged, to be strengthened in the word and praise and worship, to go out there and do good in the neighborhood. Amen. Take your Ghostbusters with you, which is the word of God.